Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. And we've got Sage Rosenfels in 1 minute on the score.
Okay, so you're between meals and you're craving something sweet, right? What I do is snack on Blue Diamond Honey Roasted Almonds. They're so good. And almonds are a superfood. So don't deny your cravings. Eat them.
Blue Diamond Almonds. Crave victoriously.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Attention. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention?
Sage Rosenfels.
Nick Foles has been there and done it. He's won a Super Bowl. He's won playoff games. He's won a lot of big football games. He's played in a lot of games in his career. He is a much better down-the-field thrower.
Longtime football observer.
We grew up with a little 19-inch black and white. I don't even know if it was 19 inches. It might have been 12 inches or something. Black and white TV that had four channels. We basically watched the black and blue division. My dad's from Chicago. All we basically watched were Vikings, Packers, Bears, Packers.
12 years of NFL experience.
Rosenfels with the ball. The bootleg. Fake the pass. Dives for the end zone. And in for the touchdown. Sage Rosenfels, brilliant on that first drive.
Goat of the preseason.
It's a specialty.
Writer for The Athletic.
I'm not a big stats person, but if you don't throw the ball down the field and you have a low completion percentage, that's a problem.
Sage Rosenfels, breaking down every start by Bears quarterback Nick Foles with Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Sage Rosenfels is on Twitter, at Sage Rosenfels. He's on the Albemarle Ford Hotline, Albemarle Ford in Melrose Park, and he is on Twitch from his palatial estate. You can get a look at twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Sage, hello, how are you?
I've had better Monday morning. Yeah, you know, normally I come on this show on Tuesday. I actually have to go to Chicago today from my Omaha. Did you call it an estate? Live in. It's not an estate, but you know, it's a third of an acre in the suburbs, but whatever. For a charity event tomorrow, charity golf tournament over there in Chicago. So I'm happy you guys are flexible to do this Monday morning, but I also had to wake up and start my day by rewatching that game yesterday, which if you're a Colts fan is great, or if you just love really good defensive football, it was great. But if you like offensive football, it wasn't fun to watch if you're a Colts fan either, and especially if you're a Bears fan. That was extremely ugly.
Yeah, and I will tell you this, too. I've got first cousins that live in Omaha, and there are a lot of Chicagoans who just would throw up if they knew what you could get for your money as far as square footage for the dollar there as opposed to in the city here. So, I mean, I know the Omaha real estate market better than you think I do, and some of those houses in Regency that here would be, you know, $4 or $5 billion are actually pretty affordable. So,
it's supply and demand, and we have unlimited supply and not a lot of demand, so it ends up being fairly inexpensive in Omaha. But what seems also to be expensive is watching this Bears offense, but also this Colts defense plays like they've gone twice over the salary cap. That Colts defense is really good. They're currently number one in the NFL. Their offense is just okay. But that defense might carry them into the playoffs and maybe far in the playoffs. It was very, very good. Third downs were their specialty going into this game, and that's where they, you know, were tough on the Bears. But also the Bears just didn't execute. Early in the game, it's amazing how if you get off on the wrong foot and very early in that football game. Couple third down missed throws. There was an out route to Mooney on the right hand side. Nick put the ball just behind his receiver. It was batted down. There was an out route on the left side. I think the next third down, just a missed throw. And you're going against a really good defense. You can't have a missed timing route throw. Those things have to be there 10 out of 10 times. And Nick Foles started off the game slow and just couldn't quite get the train back on the tracks.
It looked to me like the Colts had an extra guy on defense. And, you know, there were always more white jerseys around there than orange ones just because of their speed and suddenness. It also appeared in their game plan, they didn't have any respect for the Bears' weapons. That they're like, they were jumping routes, they were attacking everything, basically saying, we don't think that you can pass protect long enough for a double move to get somebody free. You know, there was just the amount of disrespect in the game plan. I know it speaks to their confidence in their defense, but that was really sobering for a Bears fan.
Yeah, not only that, is they had everybody sort of up near the line of scrimmage. You know, the safeties were tight, the linebackers were tight, the cornerbacks were all over the receivers. They were jumping routes. They were not scared in any way about getting burnt deep. They were like, stop the run first and force the Bears to beat us in the passing game. I just don't think Chicago right now has the weapons. Like, I like Jimmy Graham as a tight end, but he's not scaring anybody. At this point in his career, he's an underneath guy. He is long removed from the days of slug-o routes and things that Drew Brees used to throw to him back with the Saints. He's not that guy. He catches the little five-yard stick route, which is a little five-yard out. He catches some underneath stuff. But he doesn't scare defenses anymore. He just doesn't have that speed. And obviously the receivers, the Bears have fast receivers, but they don't scare people as far. There's not a Julio Jones-type guy or a Davante Adams-type guy. And on top of it, Chicago runs almost no play action. And when you're in shotgun, and there was a play, I think they hit Montgomery on a first down, check down. They got 8 yards, or maybe it was a run, and they had second two. Bears go shotgun on that play. Ball, I think he's either sacked or ball gets batted down. Those are great opportunities to go play action. If you want to take a shot, go play action. If you want to throw the ball deep, it's hard to do that and just straight shotgun. It just is. The offensive linemen don't like it because they know the hardest thing to do for an offense in the NFL is drop back pass. But if you can go a little play action, now the defense has to play the run. The linebackers have to suck up, and maybe you can hit somebody behind them. And that's exactly what they do. They did with Allen Robinson the second quarter, maybe one of their better plays of the game. Beautiful run fake to the right by Nick Foles. Robinson works his way in there versus cover two. Nice hole, perfect throw, and about a 25 or so yard gain. The Bears just didn't do that, and they just don't do that very often. My style of football in pro football is that play action type stuff. I just think it's much better for a quarterback. We're seeing the Green Bay Packers. Life has gotten really easy for Aaron Rodgers. He used to be one of these guys for years with Mike McCartney up there. Man, shotgun on first down, shotgun on first down, spread out because you have like this magician at quarterback. Well, it made it really hard, and they weren't winning a lot of football games. They weren't consistently winning 12 or 13 games. Now all of a sudden they've switched their offense to this more traditional, or I shouldn't say traditional, but this more run play action type scheme. And Rodgers is playing some of the best football of his career. I wish Chicago would do that. It's not what they do. They like to spread them out. They like to throw the ball around, but that defensively, you know, we're talking about the Colts defense here. It makes you not scared at all about, you know, possibly somebody going deep on you, sucking up a safety with a play action or something. It doesn't stress a defense. The Colts were not stressed all day in any way.
How much of Foles' struggles would you reasonably attribute to rust, and how much was just being outplayed?
I think just outplayed. I think at this point in your career, I'm not big on the whole rust thing, in particular since he played a lot last week. I just don't see that. So I think that he just, the Colts were a better defense than the Bears offense. Nick didn't play great, but it wasn't like they were guys wide open. It wasn't like, scheme wise, the offensive coaching staff schemed to where players were open. It seemed like almost every single throw was contested, even the big plays down the field. Mooney had that. They were backed up on their own, I believe, 5-yard line. By the way, if you're on the kickoff return team, stop holding, stop blocking guys
in
the back. You'd rather just miss. If you screwed up and you've missed your guy, let him go. Cordell Patterson will probably make him miss and still get the ball to the 25-yard line. If you hold or something, put your team at their own 5, that's a real problem. But, you know, going back, Mooney had that catch down the left sideline. Great play. But, you know, it was a one-on-one, guys right there. Robinson obviously had the touchdown at the end. There is nobody wide open. It is all contested. And some of that is, of course, the Colts. But to me, a lot of that is scheme. A lot of that is the offense. You know, offensive coordinator, including the head coach, who's an offensive guy, they have to find ways to get guys more open, and they just don't seem to do that.
I always think when I start seeing what you describe, an aggressive defense that has got guys clustered within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, they can just be... Thank you for that. They can just be ripe for a screen. What's written on that mug that you were showing us there, by the way?
Oh, rad dad. I'm a rad dad.
Okay. Of course you are.
My coffee mug on Twitch here.
Got it. I always see a defense, I'm like, okay, at some point you can just get that call just right for a screen pass. And I've been disappointed in the screen game under Matt Nagy for whatever reason. It just hasn't worked. Yesterday may have been the worst screen pass attempt I think I've ever seen, where it looked like they had it ready to go. They got the flow of the defense, and every single guy missed his block. Every individual player missed his block, and they're lucky that the thing wasn't sniffed out and picked off and returned the other way for a touchdown. Why can't the Bears develop a better screen game?
Okay, so the Bears ran a couple of screens yesterday. I think the one you're thinking of was a screen to David Montgomery. It was just a drop back pass.
To the left.
It's your traditional running back steps up. He sort of sneaks out. The linemen then let their guys go, and they go knock off that linebacker. Well, screens, in different offense I was in, screens can be really good versus man coverage, because if you get the guy blocked that is guarding the running back, there's nobody there. So it's sort of risk reward type of scenario. I've always preferred to try to run screens versus zone coverage. It's just easier for the lineman to get out there. You may not have the home run balls, but it's sort of a higher completion percentage type play. Well, the Bears in this game, they line up and just a straight sort of trips right set. Offensively, you can't tell when you just line up and you don't put a tight end on the outside or don't have a motion. You can't always tell if it's man or zone. Even if the cornerbacks are bumped up, you can't always tell, because they could bump and bail and play cover three and play soft zone. Well, on this play, the Colts were playing man-to-man coverage. So as soon as Montgomery stepped up and it didn't look like it was a sort of a normal pass or he wasn't running out in a route, that linebacker stepped up and was all over him. The problem is that the Bears' offensive line did not know it was man-to-man coverage. If they knew it was man, by some sort of pre-snap alignment, you put the tight end on the outside and a linebacker or a safety goes out and guards him, that's where Nick Foles can say something like man-man or something like that, telling the center, the guard, the left tackle, hey, it's man coverage, which means that will linebacker – who's going to have David Montgomery in the backfield, you have to get out there and block him quicker. But when I rewatched that play, they had no idea. They sort of came out there, and the linebacker had already stepped up and blown up the play. That thing was sort of over before it started, and that's how you become a bad screen football team. And, you know, there's a reason that Kansas City is always one of the best screen football teams. I think that San Francisco is always, and actually the Vikings for years with Kubiak and Stefanski, pretty good screen football teams. But you have to help out your line, and you have to help out your backs by giving them a little bit of a heads up. Is it man? Is it zone? And Chicago did not do that on that play.
That's a really lucid explanation as to why so many guys can look so bad and have it not necessarily be their own individual responsibilities. So the next obvious question is, whose job is it? How does that communication work? Whose job is it to notice? Whose job is it to, is it only on the quarterback? Is it the center when he looks up and figures out who the mic is? How does that get communicated when a team is really operating at a high level?
I think the job's on the offensive coordinator to give his team some just an idea of if it is man or zone. You have to give these guys some tips. And, you know, I think that's part of the coordinator's job. And again, obviously Bill Lazor is the coordinator, but we also know the head coach is involved. You have to give guys a little bit of a heads up to make their life easier. And that's a scenario where, again, as I said earlier, if you just line up in a formation, you can't always tell if it's man or zone, whether they're in a two high safeties and at the end, at, you know, at, it looks like zone, but the snap, they might blitz somebody and boom, it turns into man-to-man. But if you give them some tips pre-snap, then they can go out there and have a better, they can anticipate what the defense is doing. And maybe the center can get out there a little bit quicker, or the guard can get out there a little bit quicker, or the running back can try to, you know, do something different. Or you have two plays on. Hey, if it's a screen and we don't like it versus man, let's run a man play. So you have two plays in the huddle, and they come out and they show man-to-man defensively. Hey, let's run that second play. Let's run Allen Robinson on a shallow crossing route with a pick or something and have a really good run play on. They did not do that in that football game. And they don't do it very often in general to sort of give your guys a heads up. And I think that's, you know, to me, those are missed opportunities, because it really, as a coordinator, I think it's your job to make his life as easy as possible on your players.
You mentioned pick plays. I'm seeing pick plays all over the league, and they're so well designed now and so well disguised now that there's a new popularity of it's almost like basketball offense that the teams are running, given enough time and given the right angles. How is that employed best, and in what matchups do you want to make sure that you're getting guys, you know, rubbed off a shoulder in just the right way to change whether or not a guy's open or not?
Yeah, I saw a play yesterday. I can't remember which game it was. It was not the Chicago game, but there was about a 3rd and 2, and I think they had like 3 guys to the left, and the running back went out in the flat, and all 3 of those guys, they weren't even running routes. They just sort of came in and were just looking for whoever that linebacker was that was guarding the running back, and try to make him either sort of slightly run into him, or at the minimum to run over the top of all 3 guys. So by the time he goes around the offensive wide receivers, it's going to be a catch and it's going to be a first down. But before you even get to that, again, you have to have some signals out there that are they playing man or are they playing zone? And if you don't do that and you just line up in a formation and have no motions, have no unusualness in the formation that can give you that heads up, is it man or zone? Those rub and pick plays don't do any good versus zone coverage, because the corner, he's not going to, those shallow crossing routes, he'll just let them go and he'll just stay right there and he'll make that tackle. So first, you have to give your guys a heads up. Is it man? Is it zone? Because if you have pick plays on, they're absolutely no good versus zone coverage.
Sage Rosenfels, always great. Look forward to talking next week. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's Sage Rosenfels. He is the de facto offensive coordinator of the Dan Bernstein Show that you hear 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Bears Monday through Bears Friday, as we like to say. Next up, we are going to bring you Matt Nagy's press conference that just concluded. You will hear it in its entirety, after which we'll take your phone calls and find out what you think about what the head coach thinks of his team now at 3-1. That is straight ahead. You will hear from Matt Nagy on The Score.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears Monday, brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the two-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Music trivia.
The CD is already a media almost obsolete. The first CD was introduced to the consumer market in Japan in 1982. CDs didn't make it to the States until 1983, with the first CD pressing plant opening stateside in 1984. The first two CDs to come off the line were... One was a promotional CD called the Edison CD Sampler. The other, the appropriately named Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
As an educator, you've been leading students to grow, learn, and achieve for years. Take your passion to the next level by earning your doctoral degree in education online at Grand Canyon University. Become a change agent and help identify emerging trends in K-12 education. Develop innovative solutions and make measured improvements. What do you think making a difference in education looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Fall is the time for new clothing fashions, but the clothing industry is one of the harshest on the environment. Instead of buying new clothes, try something different. First, have a clear out of your old wardrobe, donating excess to charity. You may find a couple of great outfits you forgot about. And instead of buying new clothes, try swapping some clothes with a friend or shopping secondhand stores first. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive, da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mm-kay.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive, da, and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Ed Obradovich joins us. A lot of heavy hearts today, OB. How have you been?
Yeah, hanging in there. He was the most fantastic runner I have ever seen in my life. Dan was pretty much a quiet person. And I can tell you something. We were playing the Rams. This is in 1965. Let me tell you what he did. He ran for a bazillion yards, but he ran a pump back for a touchdown. He ran a kickoff back for a touchdown. And he threw a pass to Dick Gordon for a touchdown. From that day on, he had all the respect of everybody on that team. He's a very special person. If I was to pick a running back. If you had a game, and you could talk about Jim Brown, you could talk about a lot of people. But I'll tell you what, for one game, it would be Gale Sayers.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
You'll hear the latest from Matt Nagy, his review of his team's performance in 60 seconds on The Score.
Chicago is strong, always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
Game on! NFL fans, football is back. And Radio.com is your home for the best NFL talk, interviews, and game analysis. Follow your favorite team all season on the best sports stations around the country. Get top NFL insiders and personalities like Boomer Esiason, Jim Rome, Tiki Barber, Brian Baldinger, Jason Lockett-Fora, and more. For fantasy football and betting tips, check out all the football podcasts. Plus our newest podcast, Bet Sweats. Listen on Radio.com or the Radio.com app. Game on!
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Snap is back. Again, a four-man rush. Everything's picked up. Throwing, coming over the middle, incomplete, and intercepted. Blackman's got it. Inside the 10, picks it up to the 15, to the 20, to the 22-yard line. And the rookie out of Utah collects the interception. Anthony Miller, the intended receiver, and Miller unable to catch that football over the middle. And the Colts have turned the Bears away on a drive deep in their territory.
For us, again, it's not easy.
Hit him in both hands. Not the greatest pass in the world, but you got to pick up your quarterback. You got to make that play. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. And we've got Matt Nagy, who has just concluded his Zoom conference with reporters. This is how it started.
All right, I'll start off in regards to injuries. We have Bush with a hamstring. Still have McManus with a hamstring. No update on Panera. And then obviously, as you all saw, we signed Lamar Miller to the practice squad. As far as going back and watching the tape, it's kind of what I felt after the game, which was I thought our defense played well. There was just a couple runs that they had. That's a good football team running the ball. But for the most part, I thought they played really well. They flew around and did their job. 19 points is enough for us to win a football game. On offense, third down, 4 for 14. So we got to, this has been a theme for us. So what we got to make sure we do as coaches is make sure that we're putting these guys in the best position possible to help them out. And then when we do that and we put them in a good play, then they got to execute. That's the give and take on both sides. Obviously, the run game is what I thought it was, is just, that's a good front that we played. Linebackers fly around. They did a good job. Again, I think that's going to be one of the better defenses that we see all year long, and we're going to see a lot of good ones coming up here. So, but we have to, whichever way it is, it doesn't matter. We have to be able to run the football. We cannot be one-dimensional. We got to, execute in a red zone. And so I know that we'll be patient. I talked this morning a little bit about calibrating, us as Nick as a quarterback, getting calibrated, myself with him getting calibrated in regards to working through this process. We got to get on that and roll. It's time. And then special teams, we had too many penalties, had the block punt, and our kickoff return, just wasn't where it needs to be. So Tave's going to get those guys back on track. So with that, I'll open up the questions.
Adam Johns.
Hey, Matt, I wanted to ask you about two plays in the red zone yesterday. The second and five where Nick went with the handoff, but David was already out in his route. What happened on that one? And then the play right after that, the miss outside throw to Demetrius Harris. What did you see on that? Where was the ball supposed to be? And then is that supposed to be a play that could go to Cole Kmet maybe in the future?
Yeah. So Adam, so two things. So yeah, number one is we ended up, we had a kill attached to the first play, that second and five. And there was a miscommunication with those guys on the kill process. There was a little confusion there, on from one play to the next. And, you know, again, that's some of the give and take that we have as we go through this thing. There's some good plays that happen because of a kill, and then there's some bad plays that happen because of a kill. And that happened to be one of the bad ones, which hurt us, you know, in that situation, because now you're in third down. Third and five, the next play, they zoned us out, and which we were expecting. And the ball was just thrown a little bit outside. I think Nick was a little concerned, Adam, when you go back and look at it. He was a little concerned of his vision of not being able to see if there was a hook to curl defender that was going to buzz in front of the route that we ran on the outside. So, you know, that there is where, you know, we got to be more effective there in that situation.
Jason Leisure.
Matt, what went into the roster move over the weekend with promoting Tyler Bray to the roster for that game and then making him inactive?
Yeah, you know what, Jason? It was just – there's really nothing to it other than just for us to be able to – Tyler's done a good job of, you know, understanding where we're at as an offense. To be able to bring him up and kind of help Nick out as well. They have a really good relationship. So, you know, having him come up and just be a voice for him, I think sometimes those are – parts of the game that you know, is nice to have. And so we had that, obviously. You know, we could all look back and say, well, you know, we scored 11 points and that's real, but that there's really nothing to it other than that. Mitch had a really good week of practice. He was great all week long. You know, it was not an easy week for him. It's different all week long being in that role, but he handled it great. And Mitch was awesome on the sideline yesterday.
Dan Wiederer.
Matt, going back to that kill confusion there, what causes the miscommunication there? And specifically with that coming directly after a timeout, how frustrating is that for you?
Yeah, that's the part that bothered me, Dan. It came right after a timeout because we talked about it on the sideline, the play that we were getting into. And without getting into major details, sometimes you go from a pass to a run and a run to a pass. And basically what happens is you know, we called a run kill pass and ended up thinking it was a pass kill run. So we were off there in communication there in regards to the decision there. And that's kind of what you run into when you have some of that. It's just unfortunate it happened right then and there. That was the tough part.
Jeff Dickerson.
Hey Matt, just to clarify. So with Tyler then being added to the active roster, is he able to do more during the week of prep to help Nick? You say he needed, he helped Nick, obviously, another voice in the room. Can he do that from the practice squad, or can he do more being on the active roster? I'm not sure I quite understand.
Okay, yeah, so I'll be more specific. It's more of him being on the sideline, Jeff, of having him on the sideline on game day. That's all. Yep. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That makes a lot
more
sense.
Yep.
Sir, yes.
Good.
JJ?
Matt, I want to ask you about the third and one at the start of the fourth quarter. It seemed like your offensive line hadn't got a lot of push in the run game to that point. You kind of ran a lot of motion. What did you like about that play call that you were hoping might open something up with Cordero running it there?
Yeah, you know, those are one of the ones sometimes where, you know, it's an opportunity at third and one. We've had that on the we've had that on the call sheet now for a couple of weeks, and we keep talking about, you know, that we like it and we want to get to it and give our line an opportunity to run it. They made a good play on that front line. I mean, they got shoved. They beat us on the line of scrimmage and made a play. So always when you go back and you look at that, you look at it as if, I mean, I was going to go for it on fourth and one or fourth and less, you know, but we ended up losing a yard or two, so it made it harder. So I was okay with the play call there. I don't like us losing a yard or two on that down and distance. I mean, that's a time to really, like, you know, get ready to rock and roll and get that first down. It's more so, JJ, it was a little bit of a challenge, you know, and we didn't get it. So that was a part of the frustrating process there.
Pat Finley.
Matt, we talked to you a lot about going under center and in the offseason deciding that may help both your run game and Mitch in the play action. When you have Foles, who appears at least to be more comfortable in the shotgun, how do you have to recalibrate your run game from that perspective?
Yeah, you know what? There's times where he is more comfortable in the gun, and you see that and you feel that at times. I think when I say that calibrating, that's us too offensively. Just to your point is, okay, where are we at with, you know, with the scheme that we're running now? And then when you have a change of quarterback, obviously different quarterback or all quarterbacks are a little bit different in what their strengths and weaknesses are. So what we got to do is make sure that we're doing everything we can that's best for this offense, but yet also helping Nick out. And I think that's kind of the balance. And as we go through this, you know, it should only get better as we work through, okay, what's good from under center and what's good from gun, and then without giving too many tendencies as well.
Cam Ellis.
Matt, I know that none of you guys are pleased with 11 points, but were there any moments on Sunday with talking to Nick or watching Nick where you sort of felt that justification for making the switch a week earlier?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing yesterday, Cam, was that there just was no rhythm. And so as you when you're on the sideline and you're talking about where you're at, what plays you like, I think what I noticed from Nick was just a no panic on the sideline. Even as frustrating as it was for all of us, there was really no sense of panic at any time. It wasn't anybody being pissed off or angry because of the way things are going. That's not how it was at all. And so when you're able to talk after the game, you know, we had a good discussion, and it's just, hey, we gotta understand that, you know, first of all, you give credit to the Colts. They did a great job. But second of all, then how do we get better, right? What do we do, and how do we fix where we're at? And so as long as you know that you have players and coaches that care and that want to work together to find answers, then there's no panic. There's no get all concerned or up in arms. There's none of that. We just get back to the drawing board. We have a short week right now. We're going to play a really good defense with the Buccaneers. They fly around that front seven. Now they roll, you know, they roll. And so we're going to, our O-line is going to be challenged again. And how are we going to accept that challenge? But we got to have a very quick, you know, short walkthrough, jog through practice the next 2 days and get right back at it and be mentally strong.
Deion Miller.
Matt, you just along those lines about Nick and some of the struggles that he had yesterday, third down, some inaccuracy, very similar to what Mitch dealt with. What do you know maybe about Nick that we don't, that gives you the assurance that he can improve quickly, find that rhythm, especially on a short week?
Just his experiences have been there, done that. Again, like it's comforting to know that when you go through those situations, I mean, you're not, there's no concern like, oh no, here, you know, here's an issue or here's this or here's that. We don't have that. We really don't. We have to find solutions to how on third down, what are the whys, you know, like, is it execution? Is it schematics? You know, when are they happening? Are there 10, any of that stuff? And then once you do that, that's one of his biggest strengths, is that he's just got a lot of calmness to him, and he doesn't get too panicked about any of that stuff. And it just, it permeates and spreads through the rest of the team.
A couple more for Coach Brad Biggs.
Hey Coach, scoring at an all time high for the NFL entering week four. What gives you confidence you guys can hang in there in some of these higher scoring games that you probably get in at some point? I know you managed 30 at Atlanta, but not a great defense, and they had a bunch of injuries.
Yeah. No, that's definitely the trend. You're seeing that. I think you're seeing it because there's zero home field advantage as we go here. So probably I'll start off with just saying run game. Let's get the run game going. Let's understand where we can get with that. Let's get some chunk plays out of the run game, which will help the pass game. And then we just didn't have a lot of opportunities yesterday in the red zone. So when you're down there, you got to come away with touchdowns. But we have to be able to score more than, obviously, 11 points. That's not going to do it at any game. So whatever that is, we need to come up with answers and figure it out. And I feel really good about our players. I feel good about our coaches. We're sitting at 3-1 right now. So after four games to be at 3-1, no matter who we play and how they come, that's where we're at. So we feel like we can certainly get a lot better. And if we do that, then hopefully we can become a team that that puts it all together at the right time.
Kevin Fishbane.
Hey, Matt, just two more plays I want to follow up on. There was in the first quarter, looked like Nick faked the handoff to David and then threw it to him, and David didn't seem to be ready for it. Was that another miscommunication. And then the second play, the interception, just did you get any more clarity, anything different from watching on tape than seeing it live yesterday?
Yeah. No, the first one, there was no, I'm trying to think which one you're talking about on the first one. Where you said he faked it to him and then threw it down.
It looked like it might have been a zone read situation where Nick was holding on to it for a while, and then the pass rush came and he kind of flipped it to his left and David.
Oh yeah. No, that was a we had a breakdown in a specific position there. We were supposed to have the tight end come back across and block there. I mean that was coming wide open right there on the deep cross. You saw Anthony or A-Rob was coming open on a deep cross, and we're supposed to come back and block that guy. And at the end of the line of scrimmage, we didn't block him, so he had to just get rid of the ball. So that wasn't – there was no miscommunication there. And then the interception, just a little bit off with the throw, you know, on that route right there, and then trying to come across and catch that ball and got tipped. And just one of those deals, just a little bit off, and it ended up scooting into that safety's hand. The guy made a good play.
Last one, Adam Hogue.
Hey, Matt. Obviously, a lot of your focus in the offseason was improving the run game and making sure you weren't one-dimensional. What makes you hopeful that this was just one bad game and that you'll be able to correct it and won't become like a season-long thing like last year?
Yeah, well, I just feel like I know where our guys are at. Our offensive linemen, they're working so well together right now. Coach Juan and Donnie really got these guys lasered in. They're working hard. It's for us. I hope it's just one of those games where you just feel like, you know, that defensive line, they and some of the things that they were doing. But at the same time, I trust our guys. I really do. I really trust our guys. I trust our scheme. I trust David. I trust our running backs, Cordero, Ryan, all these guys. And so we just gotta stay with it. We can't get caught off guard and all of a sudden try to be one dimensional. And that's my job. And then when teams know that you're going to run the football, are you able to run the football, right? And so if you can do that, then you'll be a pretty good football team, because now what happens is it's beautiful because it sets up play actions, and now guys are open because linebackers are trying to fly and stop the run. It sets up screens because now the D-line's rushing upfield, and it just makes things a lot easier. I love going second and two. I don't think there was a lot of second and twos yesterday. A lot of second and eights, a lot of second and nines, a couple second and 19s. So that first down for us moving forward has to be better. And I have all the faith in the world in our guys that they'll do that. And we'll get an opportunity on Thursday.
That's Matt Nagy. He says he's looking for the why. We all are. And he can hold a we just lost a bad game press conference and sound fine and keep morale high. He's really good at that. And I believe him. He's done a good job keeping a level demeanor, and it's rubbed off on his team. And they've always kept believing. I would really like them to confront those answers of the why. I don't know if you're going to like some of the answers, because sometimes the answers of why do these things happen, it's certain guys just aren't good enough. Or sometimes the play calling isn't aware in the moment as much as it is after the fact. What do you think? On Bears Mondays, we take phone calls. We had a nice flurry of phone calls in our first segment. We have an opportunity here ahead of Hub Arkush to get your thoughts as well. You just heard your coach. Do you share his optimism? 312-644-6767. Grab a bunch of phone calls on a Bears Monday, because that's what we do on The Score.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears Monday brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick.
Okay, so keeping up with the flood of news every morning is obviously rough, and that is why we're here to help you cut through the chaos and all that clickbait with our podcast, What a Day.
That is right. We are breaking down the biggest news stories of the day to help you understand what matters, why it matters, how you can fix it, what else is going on.
That's right. So new episodes of What a Day come out every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern.
You can find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Charles Peanut Tillman.
I know a ton of law enforcement officers, a ton, not a few, I know a ton, that do their job and they do it the right way. And a lot of them are federal, a lot of them are local, some of them are state. They do their job the right way. And I'm not saying that all police and then, no, I'm not, that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the ones that I've had a chance to be around and I know, they do their job the right way. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for them and for what they do and for them risking their necks, keeping me safe at night. I'm very grateful for them and for what they have done.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Mully and Hall. Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
The guys talk to Bulls insider Casey Johnson about new Bulls head coach Billy Donovan.
What this hiring for me says is, again, the Bulls are moving into the modern NBA where they recognize that player empowerment and player relationships and player recruitment is a reality. All you hear about all these guys since they've been hired are Terrence Curtis Jones, Pat Connolly, now Billy Donovan, is they are people that have a wide, vast array of network relationships that are based on genuine, substantive human interactions. And so they're in the game now. The overhaul of this franchise has been complete, it's been dramatic, and it's pushed the Bulls, from my estimation, into the modern NBA.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
I'm Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Tim Weiner. I want to tell you about my new podcast, Whirlwind, the story of the long covert struggle between Russia and the United States. We're talking to CIA directors, KGB spies, and international experts to learn about the political warfare of the past and connect it to what's happening today. Listen to Whirlwind on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Okay, so you're between meals and you're craving something sweet, right? What I do is snack on Blue Diamond Honey Roasted Almonds. They're so good. And almonds are a superfood. So don't deny your cravings. Eat them.
Blue Diamond Almonds. Crave victoriously.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Montgomery in there, fake it to him. Foles going to jack the football for a double move set down the left sideline, leading Robinson into the end zone, and it's incomplete. Great position at the end of the play by Xavier Rhodes to knock it away, and then you were only hoping it wasn't going to be a pick.
You know what? It wasn't the best game. No, I think the Indianapolis Colts are a great team, but I didn't execute well enough, and we didn't execute well enough. But that's something, like I said before, I was just on a radio. That's why I said that. But we will look at it. We'll move on. We'll improve. This is part of football. This is part of building those relationships and understanding plays, and continue to grow. And I have to be better. I have to be more crisp. And it's as simple as that. And I look forward to improving. I look forward to, tomorrow getting back at it. It's a short week, and we have a game Thursday night. So, that's just football. We got to keep improving.
That's Nick Foles. No, not the best game. If that's the best game, then we got real problems. It was very, very far from the best game. It was not good. It was a sobering reminder of the Bears' ongoing problems. And it was just such a Bears game. And especially after everything we've been going through with the White Sox and the Cubs and at some point we deserve better, because it was a good sports year. Everything was so fun. You had the Sox in the playoffs and the Cubs in the playoffs, the Bears at 3-0, and then all of a sudden we just repeatedly turn on the television to somebody kicking us in the balls over and over again. That's no fun. But here we are. The sun is up. It's a lovely day. It's a Bears Monday. And we grab phone calls. 312-644-6767. We've had some good ones so far. You just heard Matt Nagy talk. He always sounds good after the stuff. You always kind of nod along and say, okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Now, do something. Make it look different Thursday. My level of confidence that it will is not high. Daniel is in Highland Park. He's on The Score. Hi, Daniel.
Thanks for taking my call. I think they mishandled Mitch the last 2-3 years, first of all. I'm glad he was replaced by Foles, but I don't think that Foles is our future either, and nor is Tyler Bray. So I think it's time to look at the next draft.
Well, wait, let's not go there. How do you think he was mishandled?
I as a new guy, 13 games, he had to be coached well as a quarterback to get him in. I'm a book dealer. I'm not a football guy, but it looks to me as if he was not just mishandled and not educated as to what he needed to do.
They tried everything. They tried everything, every different coach, and put the earpiece in his ear. They spent $10 million to create a virtual reality laboratory. Ultimately, what it proved was it wasn't them. It was him. That he got all they did was try and try and try and try and try. And he just couldn't see what was in front of him. He couldn't figure out coverages. Every different coach, every different backup quarterback, whether it's Chase Daniel or somebody else. And there's a really good point here, by the way, that is an interesting way of thinking about what we just heard. That Tyler Bray, the explanation they gave for the promotion of Tyler Bray, talking about having him on the sideline, being a part of the conversation to pay him an extra $30,000 a week just as some sort of in-game consultant. Glenn asks, isn't that kind of damning of his opinion as to how much Mitch Trubisky himself really understands the offense? And yeah, you could read it that way. Rudy says, I love they decided to pay Tyler Bray, whatever his name is, $40,000 to stand on the sidelines to talk to Nick. They got 30 coaches in the quarterback room. How many voices do you need? And if he'll take that, I'll take half, and I'll stand next to Nick on the sideline and tell him if it's zone or man. I can also tell jokes and do some impressions if needed. Yeah, that's a little odd. I don't know if there was a promise to an agent about games on the active roster at some point, but that explanation seems a little weak and weird to me. Anyway, thanks for the call, Daniel. Plymouth, Indiana, our next stop. This is Charlie. He's on The Score.
When somebody can figure out what this organization does, because but he got totally out-coached yesterday. not putting the players on the field for him. But like I was saying, you know, when do you actually stop conforming your system to the what the player does best?
Okay, you know, what system, Charlie, we took a call like this earlier. What system do you want to run?
I don't even know. I mean, run first, pass first. I mean, it just seems, Dan, it just seems like all these other teams have a system in place. Like when the Ravens get off the bus, you know what they're going to do. When the Chiefs get off the bus. My question to Nagy is what is your actual system? Because what now we're in, what is it, year number three, and what system are you running?
Yeah, they don't score enough points is what it comes down to for me. I don't know if it's a system issue as much as it is a not scoring points issue. Last year they tried doing this with some I formation, some downhill stuff. With Mitchell Trubisky, they tried getting him under center and using play action. We just heard Sage Rosenfels wanting more play action in this. It may not be system. It may just be play calling and inability to execute. It also may be getting too off script too soon with what you think you can do in a game and not coaching the game in front of you. I don't think there's some magic system, some panacea to cure all ills here. I wish there were, but I don't see that right now. I'm thinking, you know, if only they did this, that immediately solves everything. Gold Coast, Jeff, you're on Sports Radio 670.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I was not enamored with Matt Nagy and the Bears that first year. And I felt that the sort of creative cleverness of the offense inhibited and took away from the development of both Mitch Trubisky and the team as a whole. I think fundamentals are important in anything you do.
You didn't like 2018? You didn't like his first year when he won Coach of the Year?
No. Because I thought cleverness, trick plays, innovation is fine in nuance, but not as a structure for an organization, any type of organization. And I had the concern, and I used to talk about this, that I think it inhibited the development of Mitch Trubisky as a new quarterback. I always wonder, you know, by the time you get to a professional level in sports, you obviously have the talents to do it. But I always wonder, and not just with Mitchell Trubisky, with other athletes.
Let's not globalize this. Mitchell Trubisky barely played in college, and what is clear now about why they didn't pick up his option is he did lack a specific ability, and they told us that he lacks the ability to understand what defense is being played against him. That he never learned that. He never figured that out. So this was a case where there is a very specific reason why, if you want to deem him a failure, and it's fair to do so, they told us why they think he failed and why they needed to replace him with a guy who is nowhere near the athlete, but at least they think can understand how he's being strategized against. Hub Arkish will give us his thoughts on all things Bears. He joins us at 11 o'clock on Mondays and then again on Wednesdays, and he takes some of your phone calls when Layla Rahimi is sitting in on Wednesdays. So Hub is coming up next. Also, just want to mention that Cubs president of baseball operations Theo Epstein is beginning his post-mortem Zoom conversation. This is something that generally we would be carrying live for you, but teams, because of security possibilities and interruption possibilities, aren't allowing us to carry any of the Zoom conferences live. We will be monitoring everything that Theo Epstein is saying, and if there is news of import, obviously we'll break in to let you know if there's important big picture Cubs news. So don't go anywhere. I'm Dan Bernstein. Hub Arkish is next on The Score.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears Monday brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing Same Game Parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. This is pretty cool, too. FanDuel will refund the first same game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. I've got a same game parlay in for tonight's Packers-Falcons game. I've got the Packers minus 6. I've got Julio Jones scoring a touchdown and Aaron Rodgers passing for over 286.5 yards. Hopefully I win. If you like those picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get 10 bucks back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sports book that has these same game parlays. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, you got to get one. Just use promo code J when you sign up so they know I sent you. You may have heard, by the way, that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person at a sports book. But for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10.